kind of confused.
Are you saying that Mrs. Claus is stepping out on Santa?
No, she's networking. It's not me. This is the. She's a networker. She's out there making things happen with Taylor Swift.
And warning: this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to The Big Party Show podcast. People, you can reach out to us at bpscrasher@gmail.com. Also, 402-915-0962. We're just going to start it off quickly. First of all, we got Super Grace, the producer, and this is our Christmas show. As you can see, we got our outfits on. But let's kick off motivation real quick, and then we'll get into the big party Christmas show.
It's Christmas special. I love the fact that we're doing a Christmas special. It makes me feel like we're a legit show. You're like, and they did a Christmas special, so you know they're real.
All right, so you got your choices, Molly. You got the Grinch, and you got Elf on a Shelf. Which one are you going to pick?
Let's go with the Grinch. Getting ready for Christmas. Come on.
Happy hump day, you holiday hustler. Guess the what? Bob's back.
What?
Bob.
And today the grumpy bastard actually laughed. Why? Because he heard you were panicking and busier than an elf on acid trying to buy Christmas presents. Mm-hmm. Bob doesn't have that problem. Bob doesn't buy gifts because Bob doesn't have friends. So if you're feeling a bit snowed under, just remember, you've got people, you've got spirit, and you've got this day by the ass.
There you go. Woo-hoo! You got this day by the booty. Yeah, it's a Christmas show. How exciting.
I know excited.
And we've got also our house band, Mic Drop 5, has got some tunes for us.
I'm terrified.
For this special. All right. So let's kick it off right here, shall we?
Party crashers! If your tree's crooked and your eggnog's questionable, you're in the right house.
Hey, 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 yeah. Ho! Big Party's pacing, wearing a thong. Molly's got opinions, wrapped like a bomb. Super producer Gracie hitting the button and yelling, go! Lights half out, gift receipts gone. Someone's uncle's been here way too long. Murray the cat knocked over the tree. David's judging everyone silently. It's a big party Christmas show.
There we go. It. Welcome to the Big Party Show, or a Big Party Christmas Show. How do you like that?
The holiday special. Hooray! I am wearing something special for Gracie on account of the fact that this is like one of my favorite holiday gifts that I got for myself. And it's overalls. And it's got David the cat.
That's a cat overalls. Look at that.
That is so cute. Is it like 3D? Like,
it's puffy.
It's a puffy thing.
It's like its own little pillow pocket.
And you got that for Christmas, right? For Christmas parties or some sort. What are you wearing on your head?
I'm wearing some reindeer ears. And this is the best. This is my mom's holiday sweater. We used to roast her for wearing this thing. Like, seriously, I look back with regret. So when my mom passed and we were like going through her things, I was like, I have to have that holiday sweater because I have said so many nasty things over the years that it needs to like go to me to now. So now here I am wearing it. I'm like, you know what? This thing's actually pretty cute. I have aged into appreciating a good holiday sweater from Talbot's.
Yeah, it looks nice.
Well,
that's dated back. It's almost like grandma-ish.
Oh yeah,
a little bit.
It's vintage. You know,
yeah, vintage.
Yes,
I guess that's the right way to say things. Don't call things grandma-ish.
Yeah,
but these are special David the Cat overalls. It's a one piece. It's a jumper.
Okay.
Oh yeah, it's a whole thing.
Oh,
like if I wanted to go to the bathroom right now, it would be like, hold on a second. Time to get naked. Okay.
Gracie, what are you wearing? What do you got going
on? Just what
you got. Oh.
There's
what is
no
that?
Way it you've says, been naughty.
It's the Grinch. It says naughty. Yes.
Naughty
this is
Grinch.
My second time I've gotten to wear this week because I work at school. And so I got to wear it okay. to school as well. So I love okay. it.
Yeah,
because
Wylene has some specific one that she bought, and it's just been sitting on the bed, and it's got like three doodles on it, or maybe two doodles. It looks like our doodles, you know. And I had to call her at lunch and say, hey, you need to come home and put that on. Because
she's like, let's not get kinky. It's the middle of the week. You're like, come home, put on that doodle dress. Let's do this.
Well, this is what I got going on.
Oh,
look at that little thing.
Look at that. How?
It looks noisy.
Yeah, it is. Actually, it's got bells on it. It used to have a mug on it. Why didn't ask me about it? And it broke. It was actually a mug that was like an ornament made out of that. What mm-hmm. are those things made? Glass or something yeah. like that? What are those things? What is that stuff?
Like blown glass. I mean, yeah. And then some of them. I don't particularly know which ornament you're talking about, but.
Oh, just the round ones that they hang, mm-hmm. you know, they hang
yeah,
up
the little ball.
And if they drop, they break.
Yeah.
What is that? Glass?
Glass. Yeah.
Why do they make it so thin? I guess if it was heavier, it wouldn't be able to sit on a tree branch very long, right?
These are big questions. They're this big. Is like it's one of those things show. Where it's like when you go to heaven, he's like, really? This is what you wanted to know?
It's the Christmas show. It is the Christmas show. So what's the plan for Christmas?
Peter's making dinner. I'm really excited.
What's the plan? What's he
He's
making?
He's making beef. Beef. It's what's for Christmas.
Just beef, huh?
He's making
Good.
Steaks. He and the boy went shopping. And they went up to the butcher shop up in the square. And it's like ye old timey. Like it reminded me. I was like, what is this? Somebody throw you a 25 cent piece. And it's like, go buy the biggest goose in the window. He and the boy, old Bob Marley and Tiny Tim trudged on up yeah. in 60 degree weather.
With a penny.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. A shiny penny. Yeah. They got
fun.
They got some fillets.
So you don't do you guys don't do the turkey thing. We bailed on it as well.
We've never done that, but you do like turkey or ham.
I did that in the past, yeah. But now I'm just making it like a thick potato soup is all we're gonna do because the boys are gonna come over. Yeah, we're gonna have soup and bread.
Wow, Marley Christmas over at your house. You're like, we're going to have thin soup and stale bread. Merry Christmas to everyone.
It's going to be delish. Absolutely.
Crazy. Yeah, what are you doing for Christmas?
So. Yeah.
So for Christmas, I think for Christmas Eve, we'll hang out with James and his family. They'll probably make dinner. And then Christmas Day, we'll be with my family. And my sister just started making this lasagna soup dish. She tried it already. And we all loved it. So I think we're going to have that again for Christmas Day.
Okay, I want the recipe. You are the third person to bring up lasagna soup to me like this month. Somebody else was like, you had lasagna soup? I was like, no, but everybody keeps talking about it. I don't know if it's like just in the zeitgeist or what.
I think it's just like a new TikTok trend that went viral. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, because that's probably where I saw it then. Because same thing, Molly.
Everybody's talking about it. It's like the lasagna hottest soup this year.
Yeah,
the hot new soup lasagna.
It's like if you make it thick enough, it's just pasta, but you just add as much broth or whatever that you want to it to make it soupy.
Okay, all right. God, that sounds good.
That does sound.
Wylene can't. She's not eating tomato sauce, so that's eliminated. Some of the stuff. So I've been doing
that carrot sauce, right? The carrot.
I've been making that. You know what's funny? Because I think we did a show, and I don't know if we talked about it, but maybe it was off record. But I tried to make that chili out of carrot.
Yeah,
and you couldn't tell the difference. You couldn't tell the difference at all. It's that acid. I don't know. Some people have this weird acid stuff going
on
when they eat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with tomatoes. But I don't get it. So sometimes, I mean, I'll make her carrot stuff and then I'll make myself some marinara or something like that.
So you're like, look at me, all the acid. My stomach can take it, Wylene.
Hey, we got a winner, by the way. We're going to be chatting with her here in just a little bit. She won the 12 pods of Christmas. The 12 pods of Christmas. That's every single thing. And I want to thank everybody who that put their name in. They listened to the podcast. They got the keywords. They did everything they could do. I mean, we would like to be able to give out several of these, but we can't. Maybe next year we can do something on that level. I don't know. Yeah, there was a lot of entries.
Oh, I bet.
There were a lot of entries, which means there's a lot of people listening. So that's great. But we're going to chat with her in just a little bit. And also we have some tickets to the Lancers that we're going to be hooking you guys up with. They got some games going on this weekend. Friday, they're playing against the Lincoln Stars,
which is a big one.
And that's a huge one. That's the rivalry game. That thing is sold out all the time. It's a blackout, too. So if you plan on going, make sure you, wear your black. Also, Saturday, it's Fargo. They're going to be playing Fargo, and Fargo's a great team. So they're going to be playing them both. It's at Liberty First Credit Union Arena in Ralston. That's the house. It's the barn where they play. You should know that. But Lancers.com is where you're going to get tickets. But right now, just go to our BigPartyShow.com, and we'll hook you up with we actually have two sets. We have 2 4-packs of tickets. So we'll hook one person up with a 4-pack and another person with another 4-pack. Just put down on the thing what day you want to go to, if you want to go to Fridays or Saturdays. All right. So go, team, go. So we have another mic drop song, mic drop 5 song.
I'm terrified. Still scared. Just don't really trust them yet.
Well, that's because of the first one. Yeah, was just.
I got burned bad. My husband's like, what was that song? I was like, it was about rock hunting. He's like, that's not all it was about.
I liked it.
I loved it. I think it was great. Wileen listened to it, and she said she got home and said she said it was an earworm. She couldn't get it out of her head. So this is Mic Drop 5's It's a Very Merry Christmas.
No more lines, no late nights, no stress wrapped in red and white. I don't need another gift I'll lose. Just good vibes and no fake news. Snowfalls, podcasts playing, big party laughing, Molly waving. Grace is fixing what we just said. If you're here, I'm good instead. Put you under the tree. Cookies burn, cats go wild, someone's crying, someone smiled. Every year's a mess we see, but this year feels like comedy. Yeah, put you under the tree.
Winning me
Mic
over.
Five.
That was cute.
I loved that one. That was really sweet.
Yeah, it's our house band. They know what they're
somebody
doing.
Somebody laughed. Somebody cried. You're like, whoa. Overserved. You're like, another thing. You're like, it's supposed to be Christmas. We're supposed to have the nice things.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, we're going to call Jenny real quick and chat with her. She's the one that won the 12 pods of Christmas. God, that's a big.
Hello?
Hi, Jenny. How are you? It's Big Party, Molly and Grace, even Big Party Show. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You know what? We had chatted earlier a little bit after, you had won, and I wanted to jump on and, just kind of run down everything that you had won. And that was like the greatest phone call to make. because I wanted to surprise you 100%. So you won the whole thing, that's stinking thing. It's great.
That is amazing. I still can't believe it.
You're going to have a very Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you are. Did you tell the hubby?
Oh, yeah. He was listening when you called earlier.
Oh, you did. Okay. All right. Good deal. So this is what you're getting. You've got Omaha Steaks. That's a sweet one. It's a prime rib feast for 4. You got Brickway Vodka Ginger Box with Copper Cups and a Brickway Brewery Tour for 4. You also got a Karmic Coffee Gift Pack, Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab Gift Pack. And then you have Good Life Candle and Craft. That's going to be perfect for the hubby because you guys can go there and have a little date night and make some candles. And then maybe make some love in the with the candles lit behind you.
Jenny, I'm so sorry. That was not included in the prize pack.
Me too. Me too.
Hang all in right, there. So
we also have gift cards to Benson Soap Mail. You got Dolomiti, Acquarant, a Funny Bone tickets. There again, you can go laugh a little bit and then get all the comfy with each other when you get home. But then also you have a spa. You have a little spa time. You can get all ready. You can actually go do the spa, do the candle stuff, do some comedy, and then make love. But she's excited about the white elephant, right?
Oh,
I actually am really excited about the white elephant.
Now, I can't tell. Are we saying what the white elephant is? Or
no.
Or no? Okay. Okay.
Now it's white elephant. You're not supposed to say anything.
I just
anything.
Wanted to check because I have to be ready to say what it is. And I just wanted to, I'm not ready.
Oh, no, no. I'm not ready either. I'm not going to say anything.
Oh, you're Jenny, just you're be in surprised, for a treat. Jenny. Just imagine what his white elephant wait. And my white elephant. Which one are you more nervous to open?
Oh, for sure, party.
Okay, yeah. But don't be too afraid. It's going to be fun. It's going to be, you're going to have a good time with everything. So, yeah, I just want to thank you for your support through all the years and thank for jumping over and supporting the podcast too, Jenny. We really appreciate you.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Well, Merry Christmas. Happy 2026. Yes. You've got a lot of fun.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you guys.
You actually, if you wanted to, you can just gift all this stuff out, couldn't you?
I am not going to do that.
Okay, good answer.
This all is right. not a re-gift package. 12 yeah, no. pods of re-gift Christmas. No, big party's already like...
No, thank you.
Doing the math. He's like, how many people could I cover with this one gift? Yes.
Jenny, right. take care. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks again.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, there you go. Winner, winner.
People have That's been good. Peppering me yeah. with all sorts of like, have you drawn a winner? Who won?
Oh, really?
And I was like, I can't
It
say.
Was a random drawing just out of the blue is how we did it. So the amount of entries, it just blows my mind. Because you never really know when you do something like this on how many people, what the interest level is, you know what I mean? But when you look at the count of how many people actively listen and then put the keyword in every time. Because this is 12 gifts, 12 pods.
Well, that's the thing. There's podcast, something there for everyone. Even if you're like, there was one gift where you're like, meh. I mean, there were 11 other gifts that more than balanced out the one gift that you were like, I don't know if I'd do that or not. You know, if you're like, I don't know if I'd go make candles. First of all, you should totally go and do it. It's so fun. Candle making is like one of my favorite things.
Is it? When do you candle? I mean, do you just go out there with the girlfriends and drink?
My friend has a place. And so she invited me once to come make candles. And it was so fun. And then all of a sudden, like another friend of mine had a candle making workshop. Like she hosted it. She's like, why don't you come? I was like, what is this? Maybe this is the universe telling me I needed to get into candles. So I've got like all sorts of candles back in my studio that I have made. And I don't want to light them because they're like, you know, I made them.
They're special.
Well, don't go there. But they're also, I don't know if they're good for you. Are they? I mean, oh, here I go. I'm being negative about candles. I'm sorry.
Are candles good for you? I don't know. Who cares? Probably I'll tell you not. What's not good for me. The wine I'm drinking, but I sure am enjoying it.
I know. Cheers. What do you have, Gray Gracie? Are you celebrating with anything?
I just have coffee, but.
Okay. And coffee at night? That's crazy.
That mug is so cute.
I got it for free at a garage sale.
There you go. How did you
get a free garage sale mug?
She's a haggler. She's a haggler.
It was the only thing I got, the free box. I was like, bye, thanks. And
there's
a
free box.
Yeah, we had one at our garage sale where it's just stuff where you're like, listen, just please.
Just take it.
This saves me a trip to... This is me trip to the Goodwill.
Goodwill.
God, just take it out of my house.
I want to have a garage sale so bad because I've never done one. And I have plenty of stuff to sell. I just, like, everyone scares me off, including you guys, talking about how much work it is.
So in the past, I have sided with Wylene on the whole, I don't want to. But honestly, I think you have the energy to do one. Like, in the past, I've been like, it's so much work. I think if anybody could do a garage sale and do it well, it is you. Like, you would have it done and done. Like, you'd be like, oh, you don't have cash? There's a QR code. Go ahead and scan it. Pay me for
it. It would be done. Well, that's a good question. Now you got me thinking. Is there a service? Should I start a service where I do garage sales for people? I go over and
just like be a salesman.
You're like, hey, you've got a bunch of crap in your house. Let me help you unload some of that. That's 25 cents. No haggling.
Yeah. No haggling. I wouldn't even know how that, I mean, I would just end up giving it away. I didn't know people actually haggled at those garage sales.
Buddy.
I didn't know that. Someone was complaining
about
it.
You'll find out the minute you host a garage sale just how ruthless people are. Like, seriously, yeah. You're like, it's 50 cents. They're like, I mean, 25. You're like, are you kidding me? It's 50 cents. Like, seriously. Like, 30.
Really?
Yes.
I'm
seriously,
not that person.
People will try to talk you down. You're like, it's a dollar. How about buy two for a dollar? Or how about just the dollar for the one, like I marked it? Like, this isn't, I mean, apparently, some people, that's just their rush. That's just their thing. They're like, I got a deal. And then I talked them down. And then I got even a better deal.
But God, yeah. You're talking them down from like a dollar to 75 cents. That's crazy.
So crazy. Yes. And I'm the exact opposite. Like, I will not haggle. Like, when I go with my godmother, she'd be like, well, talk them down. See if they can bring it down. I was like, no. Because if they say no, that's so awkward. So I was like, I will pay full price, whatever that is. Because I don't like arguing and confrontation.
No. Yes, exactly. Like, this generation is great for paying what the price is. It's the older generation that's like, this, we open the bidding at a dollar. I'll see your dollar and say a nickel. You're like, no, where are my millennials? Where are my Gen Zs who are like, don't want any confrontation, just throw me the money and walk out the door? Like, that I need more of at the garage sales. They're not showing up like they should.
That just blows my mind. And I'm sure some people are listening that do that. I mean,
it's just exhausting when you do. Like, you go, I think it's just, speaking from somebody who had a garage sale, and seriously, I did it once. Like, I did it once. It's just exhausting because you're like, I priced everything. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't price everything thinking that you were going to haggle. Like, I already knocked it down to what I thought was just walk up and pay prices. I mean, had I known that there was going to be this like wiggle room, I would have made it $7 instead of $5. So then you would have paid $5 and felt like you got a deal. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's
that's what I need to learn. I learned from that. I just learned from you right there. Right. I'll upsell it. And
yeah,
then
you got it.
Let it drop. And then I'll even put a big sign. Let's make a deal.
Be ready, buddy.
Or just do on the last day, it's half price. So
and that's what
expensive.
A lot of, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Estate sales do that.
She won't let me do it. Wiley won't let me do it. I'm telling you, there's always bags of clothes she's donating. And I'm like, why are we donating that? I can tag that up and sell it. She wears like a petite that's hard to find clothes for her sometimes. And if they're good clothes. And
I thought of her the other day. So my daughter's making confirmation and you have to do service hours. And so we volunteered at this place called Cradles to Crayons. We volunteered and we had to sort through clothes. Like, they basically help people that are either housing insecure or low income, and people donate clothes to them almost like a Salvation Army. They go through it and they donate it out. So we were sorting clothes. And my daughter is like, Mom, look at this. She holds up.
That's crazy.
It is a black silk robe from Japan. And it has dragons embroidered.
Could you guys keep
this? Well, that's
was there that option?
To the guy, I was like, I don't even know what bin this would go in. Like, I mean, it doesn't
he
go
goes,
in
hey,
girls
sexy.
And I was like, can I buy this? Like, honestly, can I buy this? And he's like, no. Like, oh, my God.
You couldn't buy it? You were the haggler. You turned into the haggler.
I know. I'm like, here I am, sorting clothes. And I'm like, well, can I buy this? And I this is the thing that crossed my mind. I know I'm not the only person that's done that. I'm sure they've come across stuff where somebody's like, oh my God, this is amazing. But the reason I thought of Wylene is one of the bags was full of 00 petite clothes with the tag still on. And I was
that's crazy.
That has to be Wylene. Wylene's the only person I know would be a 00 petite. And I was like, this is what Party's talking about. Like where it's just stuff coming in. You're like, that stuff's it's brand stuff. New.
Grace, you're tiny too. What size? I mean, is that a bad question? What size? You got to be
I'm like a tiny. 0 to 2, depending on if you're talking pants.
Okay. Yeah. Or like, yeah. Cause I've been with Wylene enough to shop, to know that I don't know why they have that. They just have a little tiny section, right? Just
it's
a little so section.
Cause they're people.
Cause they're small people. Yeah.
But somehow that stuff is always taken.
It is. You're right. It's
there. Yeah.
It's nuts. And then it's like why does the bigger person get more stuff?
There are fewer. I mean, well, it's the same thing. Yeah, I'll be honest. I get it. I've got a girlfriend who's like 6'1", 6'2".
Oh,
and it's the same thing for
if
you're tall, you know, you have to special order tall. Like if you go on Gap's website, they'll have petite, but they'll also have tall. And it's the same thing. They don't have a lot of tall in the section because not everybody is built like that. They're going for the average, the mean. And that is usually people that have, you know, anywhere from 5'4 to 5'9, and that's bunched in. And then anything above or below that is considered specialty. Okay.
Well, see, I feel the same way about women's clothing versus men's clothing. Because like I said, I go shopping with the Sweet Wylene. Mm-hmm. I've been to the women's section a million times. I've been to the guys' section a million times. The women's section always has cooler stuff than guys. The guys is pretty much the same. You know, there's a polo, there's a sweatshirt, there's a flannel, there's that. Where women just have this nice assortment of, I guess what I'm trying to tell you is that I'm going to start wearing women's clothing.
Yay.
I get $20. Gracie and I made a bet on how long it would take you to admit you were wearing women's clothing. I win, Grace. You owe me $20.
All right, this is Lonely on Christmas with Mic Drop 5.
Christmas Eve, sad little treat. Me, Murray, David, zero company. Microwave, dinner box, wine glow. Doorbell rings like, oh, hell no. Snowstorm hits, you're stuck with me. Murray sniffs you.
Fine, we'll see. Cat lady, cat dad, bad time and signs. One couch, one blanket, crossing lines.
Lonely on Christmas, me and my cats. Then you walked in with your cold ass hat. Cat lady, cat dad. Decisions.
On a silent night,
we said this is dumb.
Stayed anyway.
Murray purred.
David said stay. Lonely on Christmas.
Yeah, right.
We felt something for one damn night.
Bye.
Yeah.
We talked Texas scars and bad advice. Drank too much, laughed way too nice. She said I'm fine alone.
Same damn lie.
Sparks flying by. Ooh. Morning came, streets all clear. Awkward coffee, sudden fear.
Oh,
David judged us from the sill. Murray's like, wow, you idiots fell.
Oh, idiots fell.
Damn it.
People leave.
Cats stay. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
What? Wylene was supposed to jump on with us tonight for the big party Christmas show.
Mm-hmm.
But I told her, I said, it's like a dance party. You got to dance around.
She's like, well, I'm out. I'll be hanging out with the dogs. Bye. By the way, there's a bit of that song that is not true. Murray would never be sad that the guy left. He'd be like, bye.
Well, there was a special occasion. It was like some stranger, some strange. He had some strange going on.
He doesn't even like it when Peter comes down to the TV room. He's like, what? No. He's going to turn the channel to what he wants to watch, and he's going to be like all trying to touch my paws. That's Peter's big thing.
All right, here's a Christmas question for you. All right. Do you take the tags off presents before giving them? Do you do that? Because I've gotten gifts before the tags still on in the price. Does that bother you?
I take the price off, but I leave the tags on.
Okay, but what about the price?
I'll cut off the price.
But how do you take it when you open up a gift and the price is on there?
I mean, I don't...
Have you ever done that? You've never been there? Or would you
Yeah,
care?
No, I have. But I mean, it's never anything like I'm not hung up on it.
Okay.
Are you?
I mean, always.
No.
Yeah. What do you think?
No, I take them off. I take them off. I've gotten them before.
If I'm really interested, I'll go Google it and find out the price on my own.
Right. You're like, surprise. I know exactly how much you paid.
Yeah.
No, because so, yeah, I leave the tags on because you just listen. It's my gift to you.
When I return it.
If you don't want it, then go get something that you do want. No offense. Like, mm-hmm. seriously, like I'm not that hung up on it. I want you to be happy. So if I got you a sweater and you're like, I already like, let's say I got you I got you a sweater and you're like, I have two white sweaters. Like, and then she got me a white sweater, which is nice, but I don't need, you know, like I'd rather switch this in for a blue one. Great. Mm-hmm. Go for it. I mean, that's my take on it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Cause I've gotten gifts with stuff on it, but like the price tag is still on it. And that's never bothered me. I was just, you know, kind of curious if that was a thing.
I think it depends, you know, leaving the tags on, but like there in this day and age, you can really like, you can get rid of the price. Like they make it really easy. Like it's almost like it's perforated and you can just tear it off.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. You can tear it off. I think I'm looking at more so like the tags that's underneath a candle, you know.
Oh, you know, you take that off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or
you should take that off.
Yeah.
Or marker it. Yeah.
Clothes should always come with tags.
One of the things that we do for the boys, and the boys, it will be our celebration for Christmas will be tonight, actually. So we got on the tradition of giving lottery tickets and also scratch off tickets.
Fun.
Yeah. And that thing is like, you know, $1 billion. Yeah, no one's won it to this day. So here's my question.
Okay.
If you gave somebody a lottery ticket,
mm-hmm.
let's just forget about the scratch off, because I've seen that happen before. Like I think last year there was a Christmas party at someone's work and they all exchanged. Someone had given, you know, out scratch tickets and she won like $25,000.
Okay.
Right.
And everybody's like, I get a slice.
Do you ask for a slice?
No.
No, I don't think you can.
If I give lottery tickets to somebody, or better yet, you gave lottery tickets to somebody,
mm-hmm.
they won all of that money.
Uh-huh. I mean, this is the thing. You hope the person that you gave it to
wins.
Well, of course you hope that they win, give you but something. I mean, you hope that they, like, if they won $25,000, if they were like, here's $500, thank you so much for, I mean,
yeah,
great.
There you go.
That seems like if you cared enough about somebody that you bought them a ticket, you would hope that they'd cared about you to be like, oh my God, I won 50 grand. Like, here's $500 or here's $1,000 or whatever. That seems normal to me. Like, I would do that. Like, if you gave me a ticket and I won $25,000, I would give you $500. Be like,
well, I would do the same thing. I would actually give the person who sold me the ticket some money, too.
They already get money.
No, the store gets the money, not the person. The person selling the ticket doesn't get the money. The store gets the money. So I would give some money to this, unless the store, I don't know, would the store give some money?
That's
to the
a bridge
clerk?
Too far. I'm not hunting down somebody who like that. Like, seriously, be no, like, hey, I want some Slim Jims, this ticket, $20 on pump 4.
Listen to you. So you wouldn't give the clerk that you go to their store every day. No. You would know what that person looks like. You wouldn't say, hey, here's $100,000. I just want, you know, $1.5 billion.
If it was somebody like I knew, like I was like, Terry, I won. Yeah, I'd feel exactly. like a jackass for coming in and him be like, yeah, you won. I sold you that ticket. And all the other tickets where you lost, you loser. But I mean, if it's just some rando that like you okay. walk in, right. and I've never met you before, Jeb. Thank you for
so you
bringing
wouldn't
up my
ask,
Diet Coke.
So basically you wouldn't ask if somebody gave you I'm not saying a family member. We'll just say somebody at, no, I don't want to be at your work. Whatever. Somebody gave you a lottery ticket.
I would never ask. Like, no matter what.
You would
friend,
never ask.
Friend, family, whatever. I would never say like, well, what am I going to get?
Yeah, because I thought about, I mean, in the car, you know, you have, during this time of year, you got a lot of people standing on corners, freezing cold. Mm-hmm. I thought about handing them a lottery ticket. Right. Just, to, you know, that'd be a great story on the news. But I decided not to because I don't want to go back to the dude and go, hey, I gave you that.
I don't think you can find him.
Right. Oh, he's like,
find him.
He's out. I got a house now.
I would find him for sure. All right. So this next one is
is this the one?
Wileen said no, and I said, hold on here. I don't say no to you. She says no to this one. Enjoy.
Mm. Heard some laughing by the cocoa stand. Thought it was elves in a band. It was Taylor Swift and Santa's sleigh. Mrs. Claus said, we're networking, now go away. Then Tom Cruise rang the bell. Snow angel shirt was hard to tell. Santa blinked, lost his cool. North Pole rumor started to spool. Mrs. Claus is busy tonight. Caught her flirting under northern lights. One celeb gone, next one in sight. I checked the list, I checked it twice. Mrs. Claus is busy. Tonight, Santa's rethinking the sleigh flight. Milk untouched, cookies gone. North Pole drama rolls right on.
Oh. Sounds like Santa needs a ring doorbell.
Are you saying that Mrs. Claus is stepping out on
no.
Santa?
No, she's networking. It's not me. This is the. She's a networker. She's out there making things happen with Taylor Swift
Boo.
And Tom Cruise.
Boo.
And...
She is a decent woman who is working.
She's a great
her
woman.
Butt off.
She's
supporting
a great
her
woman.
Husband's career. He's like, listen, this is the busy season, okay? Enough. I'm not gonna be here for dinner. She's like, no, I get it. No, I know.
Santa's pretty amazing what he can pull off, isn't it? I mean,
it's really wild.
Yeah, it totally is. What is that website that they have where you can watch
NORAD? Is it?
I think it's
NORAD, where they've got the Santa tracker.
Yeah.
Because it's NORAD, the defense, northern, anyway, it's basically.
Yeah, because they track him all over the world, wherever mm-hmm. he's going.
Yeah.
And he's got 24, not 24, I guess it is 24 hours.
Yeah, because it's.
I guess it's more than that, right? Aren't there some places that's more than a day time-wise away? There's a song. That's
possibly.
A song.
I mean, my friend that's in New Zealand, it's like 18 hours.
Okay.
Like, it's really funny because I'll be messaging with her and I'm like it's Sunday here, and she's at work. It's Monday. I'm like, happy Monday. Having a case of the Mondays today? Well, I'm having a case of the Sundays. What? I'm hysterical. She's like, I'm so glad you're in America and I'm here.
All right, we're going to wrap this. Congratulations to Jenny. She won 12 Pods of Christmas. That'll be happening again. We got some other stuff coming up in the month of January as well that you can win. But don't forget about those four packs of tickets to watch the Lancers. All right. So we're going to wrap this thing. If you have any, want to reach out to us, anything like that, you can do so at bpscrasher.com. You can send texts or voicemails to 402-915-0962. Let's wrap it.
Didn't rap right.
Big Party saying this is fine.
Gracie's like, guys, please stay on track.
Meanwhile, the cats are planning another attack.
Yeah. David's in the litter box, Murray's on the tree.
Remy's chill, tequila's wild free. This house ain't quiet, it's aggressively festive.
That's a Big Party Christmas show.
Say it at party.
From our beautifully messy house to yours.
Merry Christmas, Party Crashers.
Aww. All right, we'll see you guys Friday. Have a safe and wonderful Christmas, and do yourself good.